India was one of the first countries to legalize abortion. That was in 1971. Making abortions legal in India and providing them in government-regulated clinics has decreased the risk to women seeking abortions. But in much of the country, women don't have access to those clinics.
As a result, the country has one of the highest rates of death due to unsafe abortions. It's estimated that every 2 hours a woman dies from abortion-related complications. And for every woman who dies, 20 more develop lifelong health problems.
As we continue our series on abortion, reporter Ritu Chatterjee sends us this story about the realities women face in India.
Setang Horo is a small, gaunt woman, 35 years old, and a mother of two children.
I don't want more kids. My husband doesn't want them either.
Horo lives in a remote village in the eastern Indian state of Jharkhand. And like most people here, she and her husband are among India's poorest citizens.
Raising two kids is difficult enough.
That's why she traveled 60 miles on a bus through forests and farmland to come to this clinic for an abortion. The clinic is a reproductive health clinic run by a non-profit called the Family Planning Association of India. Located in a tiny town called Khunti, it's the only place where people from nearby villages can get a safe and legal abortion. After her abortion, Horo talks to the clinic's physician and agrees to return the following week for a contraceptive injection. It's a long way to come, she says, but she doesn't mind an occasional trip for the services. But a year ago, Horo didn't know she had this option. When she got pregnant last May and decided to terminate that pregnancy, she didn't know of any clinic where she could get the job done. Her village doesn't have a health facility. So she did what most women here do under the circumstances.
I went to the dai for an abortion.
A dai is usually an older woman with experience delivering babies. She acts as both the village midwife and a traditional healer specializing in women's health. And unlike an American midwife, a dai also does abortions, using roots or herbs, or like the dai Horo went to, aggressive abdominal massages with leaves and hot oils.
At first I felt fine, but then I had a lot of difficulties.
Horo says she bled for days and developed a fever. She was distressed enough to travel the 60 miles to come to this town of Khunti, the nearest place with a public hospital. But the doctors at the local hospital realized that she had had an incomplete abortion, and they sent her here. The doctor at this clinic operated on her right away and completed the abortion. But Horo is lucky because most women in the region don't make it to a clinic or a hospital in time. Shushanti Tuti is a social worker with a non-profit that runs the clinic. Tuti's work is actually outside, in nearby villages like this one called Maranghada. She meets regularly with local women to educate them about reproductive health and safe abortion practices. Despite her efforts, she says women in these villages still go to dais and local medicine men who are outright quacks.
Many women have died, and many have also lost their ability to conceive.
She tells me about a young woman in a village about 12 miles from here.
It's a village right in the middle of thick forests.
When she met her, the woman was at an advanced stage in her pregnancy and looking to get an abortion. Weeks later, during a visit to the woman's village, Tuti learned that she had died.
She had gone to a dai who had given her some herbs. She did whatever the dai asked her to do, but then she died.
The state of Jharkhand has one of the highest rates of unsafe abortions in the country. But the story is similar in many parts of rural India.
That's the irony of the situation.
Vinoj Manning directs the India office of IPAS, an international non-profit that works on improving access to safe abortions.
40 years of legal abortion, medical advancement has gone high, but still, out of the 6 to 7 million abortions that happen in the country, half of them or more are backstreet abortions.
By backstreet abortions, he means those attempted at home or done by quacks and dais. Manning says when these abortions fail, women often go from one unsafe provider to another before they finally reach a clinic or a hospital.
So what happens is a pregnancy termination at around 8 weeks, in the worst cases, goes up to 20 weeks of continuous bleeding and morbidity.
He says absence of public health facilities at the village level is one of the main reasons behind the situation, as are poverty and lack of education. When women don't know that abortion is legal and when they're too poor to get private health care, they have few options. But there's another reason behind India's abortion woes, Manning says, a deeper cultural reason.
Anything about sex and sexuality is stigmatized. We don't even talk about it within our homes. And when it comes to abortion, it is even more stigmatized.
Now, abortion is not a political issue in India, like it is in the United States. But in rural areas, it is considered wrong because a woman's main role is still seen as a childbearer. As a result, women are discreet and secretive about getting an abortion. That's what Manning and his colleagues found in a recent study they did, involving nearly 400 women who had been treated for complications from unsafe abortions.
They just didn't want to talk about it. They hoped that they could resolve the what they considered a problem at home, without people knowing about it, without families knowing about it.
This culture of silence and secrecy also prevents people from openly discussing the issue.
Speaking about abortion was a sin.
That's Dr. Simi Mahesh, the physician at the reproductive health clinic in Khunti, Jharkhand. She says that's why her organization, the Family Planning Association of India, has been running education programs in nearby villages.
We used to tell in our programs, no, we are not promoting abortions. We are promoting safe abortions. If a woman wants to go for abortion, she should go to a safe, certified place by a certified doctor.
The growing number of patients at this clinic is evidence that the message is starting to spread, not just in this area, but also in other parts of the state. 28-year-old Reena Devi lives in another part of Jharkhand. She's the mother of two daughters, both delivered by a dai. But another experience with the dai led to complications, then surgery to have a uterus removed. That's why she doesn't want her daughters to go to a dai when they grow up.
Now we know we shouldn't depend so much on dais. We should only consult with a good doctor.
And she doesn't mind that a good doctor is a 45-mile bus ride away. For NPR News, I'm Ritu Chatterjee, Jharkhand, India.